KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Employment and Labour has issued a warning about a new scam targeting individuals who've applied for maternity benefits. According to spokesperson Teboho Tsejane, scammers have been impersonating department officials. He says they contact applicants and their employers and request payments for the release of apparent vouchers or funds. Tsejane says some people have already fallen victim to the scheme. He says all the department services are free.
The scammers typically request a payment via Capitec Bank PIN, claiming it is required to process the benefits. They are obtaining information by deceiving employers into believing that they represent the department and asking for personal details of employees who have applied for these benefits. Clients should not share any personal financial information in response to unsolicited calls. Should you receive any suspicious communication, contact the Department of Employment and Labour immediately.
Two guards who were injured during a cash-in-transit heist on the north coast are recovering in hospital. It's understood they were attacked by a gang on the N2 near Mandini last night. Video footage of the incident, recorded by motorists, has been shared on social media. One clip captured an explosion at the back of the cash van that sent plumes of smoke into the air. The suspects are then seen reversing their vehicle towards the van before stealing money. IPSS Medical Rescue's Samantha Merrick was there.
On arrival, both guards were found to be injured. One guard was shot in his lower body in a serious condition. He was stabilized on scene by IPSS Medical Advanced Life Support. The second guard was lucky to escape with more minor injuries from the explosion. He was also transported by IPSS Medical. They are both still in hospital and are expected to make a full recovery.
Newly elected King Cetshwayo Mayor Skhumbuzo Dlamini has promised to maintain good governance in the district municipality.
I will do my best to uphold the promises that we have made to our citizens. I also pray that God be with us.
Dlamini was elected yesterday, replacing Tami Ntuli, who was appointed KZN Premier after the elections. Dlamini says food-borne illnesses that have rocked schools around the country is an issue he's deeply concerned about. The local government's probing a suspected food poisoning case in Mtuba Tuba, where 43 pupils fell ill.
We are facing a crisis in the food sector. We are also taking bold steps to ensure that all compliance measures are enforced to prevent this from reoccurring. And we call upon all citizens and Amakhosi to work with us to ensure that unsafe food products are taken off the shelves.
And at least 25 people have been killed in a bus crash carrying a wedding party from celebrations in northern Pakistan. Officials say the vehicle plunged into a river in a mountainous region. The bride was the only survivor. Recovery efforts are underway with search teams still looking for the bodies of 10 people. A recap of our lead story, Employment and Labour's issued a warning about a new scam targeting individuals who have applied for maternity benefits. That's it from the East Coast Radio News Watch team. For now, I'm Natara Nadesan.